Hi, this is a question for our patient. Avianca Dalu. A like apple, V like Victor, IANCA. Last name Delu, D like Detroit, A like apple, L like Larry, OU. Date of birth is 9/12/94. And date of so accident is 9/27/2023. Date of service is 1/8/2024. Chief complaint is patient is suffering from pain in the neck and the lower back, and also left shoulder and left wrist and left knee as a result of the automobile accident. Headache is also reported. History of the automotive accident was as follows. On 9/27/2023, around 11 p.m., the patient, Avianca Dalu, was traveling as a restrained driver in a Buick car at 30 to 35 miles an hour. She was restrained, and she was in East Gratiot and 13 Mile near Masonic Boulevard. The accident happened near East Point or Roseville City. Patient reports that it was raining very hard at the time. She did not see another car that was parked on the side, and she sideswept this car that was parked on the side at 30 to 35 miles an hour. And after that, her car flipped upside down, and she was removed by the ambulance. And it did not spin, but it went almost 100 feet upside down after flipping. The damage, the car is completely total. The roof did not collapse, and the whole passenger side and front was completely destroyed and collapsed. The glass was broken on the passenger side windows. The front windshield was broken, and driver side window is also broken. Internally, there was no damage to the seat belt, headrest, but the patient had injured her head and there was a hematoma of the front of the head after hitting the steering wheel. The seatbelt worked, but it caused whiplash. The whole left side of the body got bruised, especially the left upper extremity, left lower extremity, including the left shoulder, left hip, left knee, left wrist. They all got injured and bruised. However, all of them have now healed. There was no laceration, no bleeding. Further, the patient reports that the airbags were deployed and there was a momentary loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident, no other car was involved. Police came on the scene, ambulance came on the scene, but she did not go to the hospital with the ambulance. She went to the ER at Henry Ford Hospital herself. CT scan of the head was done and it was found to be negative. The hematoma of the forehead got better. She was there for 7 hours. History of presenting illness, patient reports of headaches that are 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are located into the front and they are moderate, off and on, sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise, and there is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Patient reports that she is not suffering from vertigo, dizziness, memory loss, forgetfulness, balance problems. No vision problem, hearing problem are reported. No taste problem, smell problems are reported. No symptoms of TBI are reported. The patient does report depression and panic and also numbness. The numbness is present in the area of both legs. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from pain 6 to 8 in the neck and the lower back. No pain in the middle back is reported. No radiation of pain is reported to the upper extremities and no numbness. However, the lower back pain is radiating to the front, both thighs, all the way to the ankle, but not after the ankle. The foot and the toes are not involved. This numbness and tingling is constant and it is distributed in L2, 3, and 4 nerve distribution, dermatome. Left shoulder pain is around 6 to 8, and patient maximally can move 100 degrees in forward flexion and abduction, beyond which she experienced pain. Some weakness is reported of the left arm, and Left wrist is also painful, but not, there is no obvious fracture. Pain is 6 to 8 in the wrist. There is a minimal swelling and tenderness. Left knee is also reported to be painful. She has, it is 6 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and she has a hard time climbing up. All of these pains are described as throbbing, cramping, aching, and they are 5 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, walking, driving, and improved by medications and rest. So far, no other X-rays, MRI have been done. Initial MRI were done, and initial CT scan was done for the head in the Henry Ford Hospital. Again, the patient has a minimal weakness of the left arm, motor weakness. She has dropped some phones. However, rest of the body do not have muscle weakness. And except for the front of the two legs having numbness, tingling, no other areas are reported. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. No saddle and seizure is reported. Regarding the past treatment, patient reports that he did not see any doctor. She had been surgical therapy times 12, and she took some Tylenol, but no other treatment, no chiropractor treatment, massage, nothing. Home treatment she is doing mostly. System review is completely unremarkable. Surgical history, none. Allergies, none. Family history, mother is alive, no medical problems. Father is alive, no medical problem. Two brothers, three sisters, no medical problems. Relationship status, patient is single, no kids. She lives with the family. Employment status, patient is a mortgage broker, and she's working full-time every day on a regular duty. Disability, she never filed disability. Legal history, patient does not have any attorney. Personal history, patient has reported that she does not smoke, does not use alcohol, and does not use any recreational drugs. ADLs are reported as follows. The walking, standing, and running are affected 6. She can walk up to 1 or 2 blocks with some pain in the left knee, and standing and running, she can not do, as it is painful. Some depression is reported, and anxiety and panic is reported. Physical examination. This is a 29-year-old Iraqi female who is alert, oriented, operative, and conscious. Obese. She is 200 pounds, and her height is 5 feet 4 inches. And blood pressure is 136 over 102. Pulse is 77. Pulse ox is 98. She is well nourished. Hydration is good and does not appear in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear overtly anxious, lethargic. She has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well without any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is for a template. In the skin, please mention no scars or contusion or lacerations are noticed at this time. The hematoma of the forehead is resolved. Neurological examination is completely normal. Musculature examination is also completely normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is normal. The spine tenderness is present in the left SI joint and L4 and L5. And S1. L4, L5, L5, S1 is tender. The musculature, and especially paraspinal musculature, is completely normal. Quadratus lumborum, trapezius are not in spasm. Hypertonicity is 1. Range of motion is as follows. Cervical spine forward flexion is 30. Extension is 40. Bilateral side flexion is 40. And bilateral rotation is 70. And lumbar spine forward flexion is 40. Extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion 10. And bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Hoffman sign was negative. Sperling sign and Lermit test are positive. And distraction test is positive. Sotal test is negative. Thoracic test. Thoracic spine. Roos test, slump test is negative. And in the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kearney test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 35 degrees. And contralateral leg raise is positive. And Kemp test is positive. And Breger test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint. Left sacroiliac joint is tender. However, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction tests are negative. Faber test is positive on the left side, and Gonsalin test is positive on the left side. Examination of the extremities, except for the left shoulder and left wrist and left knee, rest of the extremities, especially on the right side, are completely normal. On examination of the left shoulder, on inspection, the shoulder appears completely normal. No contusion, laceration, scars. And on palpation, there is no swelling or tenderness. But range of motions are limited to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. The muscle strength is 4x5. Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive. Speed test, near test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test was negative. Examination of the left wrist reveals that there is no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture. Color of the skin is normal. Angulation, deformity, none. Muscle weakness, 4x5. No atrophy or thenar prominence is noticed. All the reflexes and grips are normal. Motor power, 4x5. Sensations are intact. Peripheral pulses are good. Carpotarsal compression test was done and it was found negative for Trinel sign, Phelan sign. Examination of the left knee reveals that there is no scar, erythema, or effusion on inspection. On palpation, there is minimal tenderness, peripetalar, and no swelling, no asymmetry. There is no crepitus or grinding noise on moving. Range of motions are normal for the left knee at 135 degrees of flexion. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality, none. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer, negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension test is positive. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 X60, E66.9.